Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting on the Donald Local Board of Education to order at 7:01 PM. May we please have the roll call?
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mrs. Place?
Here.
Mr. Capizello?
Here.
Mr. Sagan?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item of business is approve the agenda for tonight's meeting. You all had an opportunity to review that agenda. Any additions, deletions, substitutions, corrections? One thing we are going to do is we're going to, for the benefit of the audience, we're going to move the Personnel Committee to the first section of business and put it before the Finance Committee. But other than that change, we have anything else? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as modified.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Place. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
By yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of May 22nd, 2019. We'll had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Is there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
By yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is to approve the board minutes from the special meeting of June 7th, 2019. Had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Place. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
By yes votes.
Motion carries. We will go into executive session this evening to discuss. What are we going to discuss?
D.
Item D. Is that it?
Would it be C?
A2 with employment.
Oh.
Okay.
And also, we have to deal with the student legal issue. I don't think that would be appropriate for C, but in a litigation matter, so that would fall in with the attorney.
Okay.
So actually, A would be an investigation or complaints.
Okay. So it's A2 and 8 and D. So after we emerge from executive session, we'll not conduct any business. And that will be held at the end of the meeting. So we move on to recognition of visitors, audience participation. Seeing none, we move on to old business. Any old business before the board? Seeing none, we'll move into new business. And we start with the Personnel Committee, Mrs. Clay's chairperson.
No report this evening.
Okay, then we'll move into business. First item is a resolution to recognize Stephen Napolitano for his 7 years of service as a domestic at the Roosevelt Elementary School. Copy of that resolution is attached as Exhibit E, but I'm going to go ahead and
read that resolution anyway.
The resolution in recognition and appreciation of service by Stephen Napolitano. Whereas Stephen Napolitano has served the McDonald Local School District with the highest distinction for 7 years at Roosevelt Elementary. Whereas throughout his career, Stephen Napolitano has worked tirelessly to promote the value of professionalism and dedication to McDonald Local Schools. Whereas his sense of humor, kindness, energy, and graciousness has enriched those fortunate enough to know and work with him. Whereas Stephen Napolitano has served the school community with reliability, loyalty, and dedication. Now therefore be it resolved, the McDonald Local Board of Education hereby recognizes the service of Stephen Napolitano as an asset to the citizens of McDonald and expresses gratitude and sincere appreciation for his service. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be presented to Stephen Napolitano as a dedicated and faithful McDonald Local Schools employee with our sincere appreciation. Presented, adopted, approved, and recorded this 25th day of June, 2019. Upon the recommendations of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the aforementioned resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clay, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Any disagreement with anything that was said there? Okay.
Steve, would you mind coming up with her? I just want to take a minute to thank him for... I know you've had a lot you've been dealing with, but you came here every day with a smile on your face, did everything you could, and you inspired all of us to be better at our jobs. So thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger.
I just say one thing if I can, John.
Sure. All right.
I've known Steve since when we both had black hair. In my whole life, I've never heard anybody but say a kind word about that man. He's a class act, and I'm proud that you were here. I think we all are. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, too, Steve.
Thank you. Well, shall we vote on it?
Did we vote already?
No, we didn't.
I didn't think so. You have to make it official.
Let's do that.
Otherwise, that thing's meaningless. We don't vote.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Seigens?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is a resolution in recognition of Zachary Gray as the 2019 Ohio High School State Champion for Division III Discus. Copy of that resolution is attached as Exhibit F. We'll read that resolution. Resolution in recognition and appreciation of achievement by Zach Gray. Whereas on June 1st, 2019, Zach Gray became the 69th State of Ohio champion for McDonald with his winning throw in the discus of 179 feet 6 inches. Whereas throughout his athletic career, Zach Gray has worked tirelessly to improve and earn a rightful place at the top of his sport. Whereas with the help of his coaches, Lou Dimitrovich and Mary Dimitrovich, Zach has added to a long tradition of excellence in track and field at McDonald High School. Whereas Zach has completed with class, dignity, and exemplary sportsmanship. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the McDonald Local Board of Education hereby recognizes the achievement of Zach Gray as an example to the students and community of McDonald and share our pride in his athletic accomplishment. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be presented to Zach Gray as a dedicated and decorated student athlete with our sincere congratulations. Presented, adopted, approved, and recorded this 25th day of June, 2019. Upon the recommendations of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clay, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
I just want to congratulate Zach. Thank you for coming out tonight with your family.
I'll say a few things here about Zach. It's just, he's a class act, and couldn't be more proud of his family and himself for his mentoring and role modeling, especially for the younger kids in our district. It's pretty impressive how the older kids step up, not to mention all of the hard work, Zach, all the number of hours that you put in those two discus rings up on our field. I mean, it's certainly something special to be part of that 69 group that we have for Ohio champions in track and field. And Rich Martin's a proud member of that, and it's a prestigious group, it is, so never take that for granted. And 13 of those members are discus throwers, so that's pretty impressive as well. So, Zach, good job and congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I had a comment to make. I think you got to work about getting in shape, Zach. He's a specimen. Wonderful man. As proud as your grandmother and grandfathers, neighbors, relatives, mom and dad. We're so proud. What did we send this year? 18?
Lulu was
19.
Yeah. 19 kids will get out of there. It's tough to do. It'd be the best. Watching the 7th and 8th and 9th grade, I said, he's going to be a state champion. I said, you do it the Mitrovich way. I don't know the magic. And once again, right?
Yep.
Can you argue?
We do have two plaques here, two from the Kirk Fund coaches. I want to give to Zach and to Lou. I mean, unfortunately, as I told Lou, they misspelled his name, but we're going to deal with Kirk Fund coaches.
Fred with EY. Fred G-R-E-Y.
I think the Kirk Fund coaches could figure out how to spell your name.
It wasn't in the paper.
Yeah, there's one or two awards that have your name on it. So.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. The next item is a resolution to approve the renewal of a supplemental contract for Wilma Silak, transportation supervisor for the 2019-2020 school year, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. Contract is for 2.5 hours per day, 206 days per year, step zero of the OPC negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clay, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? This one doesn't come with a plaque.
No, there's no plaque.
Unfortunately.
I want to make notion, this is a slight increase in the hours worked for our bus transportation coordinator, not in the actual salary, which was documented over the last 2 years of the time and effort that was being put in for this position. Wilma's done a great job of not only just enhancing our transportation department, but working with two different maintenance garages in the last 2 years. And I'm proud to say that over a three-year span, we've never had a bus fail inspection. And often that's the small things that Wilma's coming in to do. And before, it was on our own time. And I truly do appreciate that effort. But I thought this was a fair proposal. It's probably still not equivalent to what she works, but it definitely recognizes that hard work that she's putting in.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire Jamie Van Meter on a one-year limited contract as a part-time 4-hour night turn elementary domestic for the 2019-2020 school year, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. Salary will be step zero of the OPC negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clay, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clay?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Excuse me. Next item is a resolution to hire Haley Baker on a one-year limited contract as the full-time band director for the McDonald Local School District for the 2019-2020 school year, pending certification and BCI FBI background checks. Salary will be step zero of the MEA negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mrs. Clay, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
I'd like to just take a moment and introduce you guys to Haley. She's here in the front row. Want to congratulate her on getting through the interview process and thank Mr. Garquito and especially Mr. Anthony for sitting in on that interview process. He came in on his summer break to help us. When it comes to music, sometimes Mr. Garquito and I need a little bit of help and guidance, so we went to the expert. But her interview stood out to show us the professionalism we're looking for. She comes from us from Matthews for the last 2 years, and we're excited to bring her on.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Where'd you go to high school?
Bristol.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're looking for big things. We have a couple of band alums sitting up here, so we're very excited about this.
I'm ready. Thank you.
Excellent. Great. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. The next item is a resolution to hire the following personnel on 1 year supplemental contract for the 2019-2020 school year, pending certification and BCI FBI background checks. Salary will be as the, per the negotiated agreement for the individuals and the positions set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clay, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clay?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following certified personnel as mentor teachers for the 2019-2020 school year. Salary will be as per the MEA negotiated agreement. That's Michelle O'Leary, Patrice Simmons, and Brian Backer. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clay, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
Just happy that we added Mr. Backer this year to our list of mentor teachers, so thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah, and which is important because it was something we looked at, and we had two great mentors, but they were both at the elementary school. And you know, sometimes that's not a, for logistical purposes, it's not always good. Plus, it is a different teaching first grade and, you know, teaching at the high school are not always, you know, there's some things that I think high school people could share with each other. So thank you to him for taking that training.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clay?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next move to the Finance Committee, Mr. Capizello, chairperson.
Nothing to report at this time.
Okay. And we'll move to the Treasurer's Financial Report for May of 2019, comprised of the Check Register, Financial Summary, and Bank Reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clay. Any discussion upon the motion?
No questions on the motion, but every meeting I meet with Megan and I go over the bills, and I think this is 13 or 14 bills. There are so many things in here that we're doing for kids that never gets recognition. Field trips, shows, and I think, and we talked about it, maybe in the future, just it's just pleasant to know there's a lot of good things happening. So I just thank you for the report. Thanks for your time. I know that I ask a lot of questions, but we have a pretty good system here.
Absolutely.
Not perfect by any means. We have a pretty good system. I match with anybody. It's all these extra things that like obviously we approve, but they get it done, and it's wonderful. So I just want to mention that. Take it from where you want it.
We'll make sure to highlight the things that are important and, you know, the fun things that get to happen.
Well, that's a kid. This is part of growing up. What a wonderful thing to take a trip to Washington or New York. Geez, it's special, I think. I just want to make that comment.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clay?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the donation of $100 from Thomas Hannan to sponsor a golf hole at the golf outing scheduled for July 2019, which will be deposited into the golf account, which is 209088. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clay. Any discussion upon the motion?
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clay?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following donation deposited in the Flower Fund, which is 0079008 during the fiscal year 2018-2019, $100 from Tom Hannan and $250 from me. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion?
God did me.
I got to see if you gave first.
I think I did.
You did.
This would be, this is something that from our board. If we lose a loved one or family from this area, we try to do something. Nothing said, since be it a flower or I don't know what it is, but it's not out of village funds, or excuse me, the school funds is out of our funds. So I just think it's nice to know that we're trying to give back a little bit to people who pay the price.
Absolutely.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizano?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the student activity funds for the 2019-2020 school year. Copies attached as Exhibit A to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello, seconded by Mrs. Clayes. Any discussion upon the motion?
Do you want to discuss anything?
No, this is just, it's actually where the funds activity for the student activities, so the principal fund, and the athletics funds for this year. So you're approving them going into next year, and it's easier just to show last year's activity. These are the funds we expect to have. Nothing new, crazy planned, so.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Seganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve Ohio School Plan as the insurance provider for both liability and property insurance for the period July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020 at a cost of $30,923, which includes earthquake insurance as well as coverage for drones owned by the school district. A copy of that contract is approved or is attached as Exhibit B to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clayes. Any discussion upon the motion? How is this compared to last year?
So I will say it's increased slightly. It was $29,550 for the last school year. Increases are because of increased property values, as well as we're adding the coverage for the drones because they were purchased this year.
Okay.
The standard coverages, they all stayed the same though.
Yeah.
We didn't add anything new.
So the drone rider is new.
New offering.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
What's our deductible? No, just kidding.
I was okay with that addition.
Okay.
I said, oh, that's a great idea.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Seganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following general fund transfers to cover funds estimated to be in the red at year end in the amounts listed. These are transfers from general fund 001-0000 to $399.70 for athletics in the amount of $49,000, and to fund 572-9018, it's the Title I fund, in the amount of $479.93. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clayes. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing, go ahead.
One thing I just would like to add, you'll see that the athletics transfer, it's a lot higher than previous years. And that's because we added the volleyball sport. So that did run through here. And then we had some uniform purchases. So we had a few sports like cheerleading, softball, baseball, had some increased costs for uniforms. So that's why it is a larger number. And the title transfer is just required for the state to make the balances what they need to be.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2019 final amended appropriations. Copy of which is attached as Exhibit C to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clayes. Any discussion upon the motion?
So these are the final appropriations for our school year we're ending. It includes the available resources of cash funds for the year as well as the expenses. So it's kind of a rolling of beginning cash balance, your current year revenues, and your current expenses.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seigenich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2020 permanent appropriations, copy of which is attached as Exhibit D to the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion?
So this is setting our appropriations for the upcoming school year. I took a conservative, consistent method in estimating appropriations. It's recommended you take a percentage of the prior year actual and increase it slightly. You'll notice we have a larger appropriation for the capital projects, and we all know we have an upcoming athletic complex in the works, so that's a big number. Otherwise, it's kind of all standard expenses and revenues expected.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seigenich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to, and get there, Program and Policy Committee, Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
Nothing specific to report tonight.
Okay. Our first item is a resolution to approve the second reading of the following policies, or those listed in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins, seconded by Mr. Hannan. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Seigenich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the revisions of the high school handbook for the 2019-2020 school year, copy of which is attached as Exhibit G to the agenda. Upon the resolution of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins, seconded by Mr. Hannan. Any discussion upon the motion?
Mr. President, there's a couple items on there. We found two typos that were in this. We were unfortunately not able to get it printed today. Mr. Carquito was on vacation. So we have made note of those typos. On page 4, the word agreement was spelled incorrectly. On page 7, there was an apostrophe in the wrong location. There was also one additional change, and just as a reminder, anything that was, the whole document's not here, only the changes that were noted in red. There was discussion of adding an age limit for students to attend dances. That's something we're going to remove the age limit for now and have additional conversations with Mr. Carquito, and I feel comfortable leaving that as a managed right for him to be able to, anybody who's coming who's not from our school or graduated has to apply to be allowed in. He'll get information like their address, where they live, and he can do the vetting process on that and make sure we make the right decision. I don't think it's always an age-related factor as to who we would maybe not let in for if they're not attending McDonald's schools.
Okay.
So we will make sure the changes are noted in the final attachment.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Seigenich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve a contract with Robert Sen Photography for the 2019-2020 school year for the purpose of group and individual school pictures for McDonald High School and Roosevelt Elementary School. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins, seconded by Mr. Hannan. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Seigenich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We move to Buildings and Grounds Committee. Mr. Hannan, chairperson.
Yeah, a few things. We met with GPD about the roof over the, I guess it would be the old gymnasium. They got some ideas. They came back yesterday and crystallized it up, I guess we'll say. But that's in the work, and they're going to have, Kevin will have some things to present. So the roof above that needs fixed. So we have like a swimming pool there. It'll be done correctly and should last a long time. We further talked about the GPD about the elevator, which is in the process of being in the position that's coming. That would be the ADA gymnasium elevator. So that should be coming really shortly. Going with that, the back lot water problem that we've talked to Joe did, that would be done in the same time with the elevator, rather than construction in different times. That's coming quickly also. So these will all be done the next couple of months. And then obviously we talked about the stadium as, or I've used our athletic complex. They're in the process, they had drones out there, we're gonna get the final report, and there're gonna be some earth moving that's coming along. There's a plan to finish up, and the goal obviously is to have track next year. Is it a pipe dream? I don't know, but I can tell you that we're all working diligently to get that done. So I mean, so I'm capitalizing about 4 hours of meetings, but I can tell you that a lot's being looked at and considered for the betterment of the students. And we talked about a bus garage. We have that land across the street, and it's a proven fact, what we're told, if you have a garage with concrete and covered, you get 10 more years out of that. So with 4 buses, 10 more years at $90,000 a bus, that's significant. So, and we also talked about the steps. There's cheap ways and long ways they're going to present their program, but we do have to be a good neighbor and make it attractive too. We just can't put a tent up, is what I'm saying to you. So they're going to come back with that. Now, I don't have the numbers on that yet, but so when you talk about all the money going into capital improvement, that's why people voted on it. Get these things done. And the last thing is, I know I'm going to call it the restrooms or et cetera on the auditorium. I know, I guess our general idea is not open the bathrooms up and do some cleaning up work. I don't think that's a lot of money. But that's going to be taken care of. On the checklist that we all went through, Jody, that's what we've gone through. I think it's, I don't know if we missed something. We have everything in the works now, nothing, but I'm telling you, it's close on everything. I mean, real close. Within, we might be having some special meetings in the next couple of weeks. So I'm pretty pleased finally to be getting some, concrete plans. Now, I'm not saying we're going to do everything. I'm not saying we're going to come the way we want it, but we're going to get information and make business decisions with best for our students. So I feel pretty comfortable that way. And you can clearly add what I just said.
No, I think one of the biggest things we're going to be looking at is the with the stadium, they want to do they call it an early site package, where they want to do the ground clearing, the rough grading now. They believe they can put that bid together, separate it from the rest of it, to give us the time to fine-tune with the stadium and what's going to happen. But that part needs to start immediately. So they believe they can separate that out from the total bid package, begin that work, and buy us the time to fine-tune the project while the work is being completed.
Did they give us reasons why they wanted to do an early site package?
Well, they feel if we put it out all the way, we're not going to have bids back in time to hit that time frame of next year. Because at this point, that would put us out at least a couple more months to put the entire package together. And instead, they said it would take about 3 weeks to put the package together and have somebody on site clearing the ground. And that would be the rough grading, the additional work of the dirt work would occur later once they had the master plan was all nailed down and the complete construction timeline was there.
Whenever you don't have the full plans, Kev, I always get nervous of double work.
We did express that concern. We wanted to make sure that what was the financial implications in there. He assured us it was minimal, if any. He considered this probably the easiest part of the entire project, is in an open space like that and just moving dirt. He anticipated that, even though it is summertime, because we asked about, is it going to be tough to find people? Even though it's summer, he said this is the kind of job that these people live for. It's not that, it can be done by a lot of people, yeah. And he has no concerns of us finding a qualified contractor.
It requires less precision, so it's the kind of thing that somebody doesn't, mindless was the word he used. It's pretty easy just to get somebody out there and do it.
You got to clear the left before you build your house.
Correct. That phase would also include the stump grinding. That was the one phase we haven't contracted out, so that would be included in. So they would handle that as well. And hopefully we got a couple of days without rain and we can finish clearing those trees. I know they were up there for a while. They had near lake-like conditions on that property, so it's been very, very difficult. That bulldozer's been stuck more than once, but they are moving as quickly as possible.
Any other discussion?
Thank you.
No, I think you covered it really well. Then we move to the treasurer's report.
Nothing additional tonight.
Okay. On to the superintendent's report.
Mine'll be short. I just talked about the updates from the buildings and grounds. I do want to let you know we did get some preliminary test data back from the state. Results are, they're never perfect, but they're encouraging. At this point, I would say from 2 years ago, we hit 8 out of 21 indicators. Last year, that moved to 10. This year, it looks like we'll hit 12 or 13. So that is definitely a lot of progress. So I want to congratulate the staff for how much they've worked on that and how seriously they've taken that challenge. As well as the ones that we're not hitting, we're really, really close. There's just a lot of progress and a lot of stuff to be proud about in that regard. So those numbers will continue to crystallize over the next couple of weeks. So as soon as they become finalized, I'll get those reports out to you. So.
Thank you.
You want to comment about Sundays? You should comment.
Yeah, I mean, most of you probably weren't there, or if I didn't see it, I mean, there was, they estimated probably 1,000 people came through this building Sunday to pay their tribute to Mrs. Robinson. So just proud that we could play any role. And from the staff and everybody showing up to support her family, it was good stuff there. And what a legacy she left for us. So now that's what we look at it as a challenge that we've got to uphold what she asked us to do. So just a great tribute to a great person.
There's no way a funeral parlor could have handled that many people, or a church. There's just no way. If you ever thought we needed parking, thank God it was a nice day. But and they're passing out water. It was a long wait to get in to see the family. And I know a lot of the teachers helped. Megan, you were there. Kevin, you were there for 7 or 8 hours. It's a wonderful tribute that this school did that. It's a class thing for a class person. I thank you guys with the bottom of my heart. It was a very emotional, tough day for everybody that went there. It was a sad day. So congratulations to what your staff did and what you did out of volunteering. It should be noted.
Thank you. Okay. Then at this time, I'll entertain a motion to enter executive session at 7:39 p.m. for the purposes of A2 and A8 and D. Again, when we come out of executive session, we will not undertake any business.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Klase. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seganich?
Yes.
By yes votes.
Motion carries. We are in executive session.